This evening we celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and we thank God for the gift of the Holy Eucharist and the gift of priesthood on that very first Holy Thursday over 2,000 years ago. This year, with the plague of coronavirus, we celebrate this event, sadly, with no congregations present, but with people linking in spiritually in prayer and with the help of technology. In our Irish tradition, this special day is called Jardín na Cumhainneach, Thursday of the Communion. Communion, friendship, union, togetherness with ourselves and the Lord through the nourishment and the support of the Last Supper, the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. Today is also sometimes called Maundy Thursday, which comes from the Latin word mandatum. Our word mandate comes from this, and it is a word Jesus used after he had washed the apostles' feet when he gave them and us the mandate, the new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. We commemorate three events this evening: the giving of the Holy Eucharist, the birthday of the priesthood, and Jesus' new commandment to love one another as he has loved us, the Christian vocation of service. Tonight, we hear those familiar words, "Do this in memory of me." Remembrance is at the heart of what we celebrate this evening. The memory we relive tonight recreates us, identifies us, and makes us who we are as human beings who love, care, heal, and forgive. The washing of the feet that unfortunately we cannot reenact this year is a beautiful representation of the sacrament of reconciliation, one of the great treasures of our Catholic faith. We all walk the earth carrying the debris of our lives, our failings, our weakness, and our hurts. They cling to us. But on this Holy Thursday, they are washed away. We are made new. We can begin again. Jesus gave the Eucharist as the sign and reality of God's constant presence with his people. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the whole Christian life. St. Paul tells us that we, though many, are one body, because we all partake of the one holy food. You may well have noticed, and are curious about it, that in Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Last Supper, that everybody is on one side of the table. The other side is empty. Why is that? Someone asked of the great artist, and his answer was simple: so that there may be plenty of room for us all to join them. On this Holy Thursday, Maundy Thursday, Jardín na Cumhainneach, may our appreciation of the Eucharist, the priesthood, and the command to love one another in service be ever deepened and appreciated. Amen.